Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them, episode 118. Got another coffee here, and Lily's got her Truly.
You guys, we're filming pretty early, but, you know.
Pretty early is an understatement. What time is it for you?
It's 7:25 a.m. And I maybe just didn't go to sleep.
Did you really not?
I was going to. And then I told you I've had a fucking camera disaster at like 1 a.m. And then that took like over an hour. It just kept saying air and it like wouldn't turn on. I fixed it. But so then in my head, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have to go to like, what time does Best Buy open? I'm going to have to buy a new camera. And then I was like, cameras are really expensive. I've had this for so long. I like haven't factored that into ever needing to buy again, but I feel like it's gonna crap out one of these days.
Yeah, most YouTubers just buy one camera and never upgrade. Like, we'll upgrade audio and shit, but we just never upgrade the camera.
Well, I mean, this camera's pretty nice. Like, I don't feel like Canon's come out with like a whole bunch of other, they have like the mirrorless fancy ones, but I don't need that. Anyway, so yes, I'm not even that tired actually, but here I am.
I mean, it's just your norm at this point. You're always up all night and then you sleep during the day. You're like an owl.
Speaking of, there's been owls outside and I hear them hooting.
Be careful with your dog. Don't they like kill them and stuff?
He's pretty big.
Because there was a hawk that attacked one of my mom's ducks. And then I looked up like hawk deterrence and they were owls. So I'm like, so hawks are scared of owls?
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know the logic
you
behind
guys,
it.
This one time, so there's like this back road that I take to go anywhere out of where I live. It was like around Halloween kind of. And I texted Jesse because I had seen, it was nighttime, like literally 1 a.m. There is no one on this road. And all of a sudden out of nowhere, a bird swoops down. And it took me a minute to like register that it was a bird because I'm like, are birds out at night?
Of course.
Really? I've never seen a bird at night. Is it just because
it's
dark?
Well, because it's dark. Yeah.
But the reason I saw it, because also it could have been like a bat or something, except for it couldn't because it was a giant white bird. And then I was like Googling like white bird at night. It was an owl.
Hmm.
And then I found out that owls can either be, what was it? It was like an omen for death. Or, but then there was a positive one. It was basically like it could mean anything possible. So I texted Jesse. I was like, okay, so one of two things. It either means that I'm about to die or like positive change is on the horizon. And I was like, I'm just gonna go with that one. And I feel like we've had some positive change.
I feel like that's every dream interpretation ever. They'll tell you like, oh, if you dreamt that you have a disease, it could either mean that you have the disease or it can mean the start of something beautiful. And it's like, I guess I'll pick that one.
That's literally what it was. Now I'm like scrolling through. I'm like, oh, that's not good. Oh, okay. Well, we'll go with the positive one.
Anyway, we do have a show today, I think. Do we?
Kind of.
Lily has the topics. I'm scared. I do have one of the Jeffree Star because of the Jeffree Star. Well, that was a weird sentence. But I do have a Jeffree Star topic because I saw him post something that I shit you not pissed me off so bad that I was like seething that night. I was like, this guy has some fucking nerve. Like, I just was so annoyed. Remember I sent it to you?
Oh, the one. Yeah, I was going to say, oh, yeah. What did he post? She sent it to me. I wasn't like seething, but it was just like my eyes rolled so far back into my head.
What pisses me off about him the most, I guess we could just do that one first. But what pisses me off about that the most is Jeffree Star is one of the least self-aware people on this entire planet. And I mean that with my whole soul. He genuinely has no self-reflection at all. And then there will be people, Jeffree Star apologists, that come in and they're like, well, he's acknowledged what he's done. Has he? Because the shit that I've seen that I always reference every time we talk about Jeffree Star, his video where he was harassing someone who was drunk and being absolutely awful to someone who was extremely not well at the moment. Like, that's not a good person, nor has he ever acknowledged that. Ever. Like, there's plenty of things that have come out and his like SA allegations. He just doesn't talk about them.
Has he ever apologized or acknowledged it? Like, people say that he has, but
no, he has apologized for his racist stuff.
When he just basically, he was like, I didn't mean it.
I don't know. It's not my apology to accept, obviously. But he did sit down and he was like, oh, you know, that was just a horrible time. And I was young and I have regrets and I've learned and all that shit, you know, the spiel.
Didn't he have like an entire brand that he made like off of the swastika?
Yeah. Wasn't it called Lipstick Nazi?
Yes.
Yeah, Jeffree Star is not a one-time offender of something, two-time offender. He has had a repeated pattern of behavior. And ultimately, I find it strange that anyone can look at anything he does and not see his black aura. That's all I gotta say. It is very icky.
Speaking of black aura, this clip that we're gonna watch is very pot, kettle, black.
Everyone has been begging me to use this foundation. I guess it looks like an egg. Let's investigate. Okay, so
not with his whole spiel. Okay, I hate it.
It's called Polite Society. It looks like an egg. Everyone has been begging and dying for me to try it.
Does it look like an egg? As an egg influencer.
As egg influencers, we can confirm. What kind of fucking egg are you eating, Jeffrey? A lot of people were saying that it looks like an egg. I'm like, okay.
I guess it's like kind of shaped, if like
roundish.
A 2D egg.
Yeah, I feel like to say it's shaped like an egg is weird. It's more just like an oval.
Yeah, exactly.
But okay, period.
To try it. So I've never heard of this brand before. The packaging, kind of boring. You open it up and it says positivity behind beauty. Now, who is behind this brand and who are the owners? Let's take a peek. Okay, are y'all trying to set me up? I really think y'all were trying to set me up by making me try this. Not the former owners of Too Faced being the new owners of this brand. Of course, someone so hateful and awful would have a fake positive message inside of their box.
I just want to call out right now, my belief is that he absolutely knew that before he purchased those foundations.
Like just the way he said it felt like he absolutely, like, he rehearsed all of this.
Oh my God, 100%. It's the worst acting I've ever seen in my life. Like, he is just like, oh my God, are you guys trying to say he already had the Google pulled up from like last week?
I hate the whole, like, the TikTok voice.
Okay, well, I just hate his reviews in general. Like, he's always been that way, but it's worse on TikTok, where every line is this annoying ass delivery of like,
oh my God, blah blah blah. I'm like, stop.
Yeah, it's very juvenile. I don't like it.
Oh Jesus. Okay, so 2024, let's stick to our morals. This is not about drama, but years ago, Nikki Tutorials did a collab with Too Faced. They made millions and millions of dollars off of her. She made 50K. They literally raked in the money, spit her out. I exposed it. This nightmare, the former owner of Too Faced, went on a full rampage. Him and his sister attacked me for months. I stopped using Too Faced on all of my...
You know what's so fucking annoying about that?
The yawn?
Well... Yes, but no. Jared Blandino, I think that's his name, who is the owner or former owner of Too Faced. I agree that he's the worst, and his sister is also the worst. But what's really interesting, and that Jeffrey's leaving out, number one, he's painting himself as some hero. I exposed the Nikki Tutorial situation. You mean you, without her consent, probably spilled tea like you do, and took credit for it, and now you think you're some sort of hero. Nothing happened. She didn't get paid, so you didn't do anything great. But sure, okay, you want to call out injustice. Great. You got attacked by the sister and the owner. You know who else they attacked? Nikki Tutorials. Do you know how much transphobic shit the sister was posting about? So for Jeffree Star to sit here and be like, they came for me because I exposed the truth. Motherfucker, they came for Nikki more than anyone. And it's just fucking insane that he is so self-centered that he cannot even tell the story how it really is and just be like, they're awful. You know, they were really not nice to Nikki. They were fucking awful. Whatever. No, it's all Jeffrey. They were after me. I really don't like them.
He has to stay relevant in some way.
Ugh. Can you tell that this is not a safe space for Jeffree Star? Anyway.
Based on all of my social media, Estee Lauder bought Too Faced. They then asked him to shut the up, and they called him and silenced him, and they removed him off the board. Too Faced is now owned exclusively by Estee Lauder, so we decided to use it the other day. The blush is cute. He had nothing to do with it. Thank God, Estee Lauder, you woke up. But what we're not gonna do is go against our morals and try something created by a monster. So I know this is not promoted, that this is the former owner, but we Googled it and we found out. And a lot of people are like, but Jeffrey, Michaela said this could be a potential wedding foundation. Well, she also had James Charles at her wedding, and he admitted to texting minors. So think about the people you support and the company they keep.
Oh my God.
And spend your money where it should belong. Us as consumers need to stop spending money on pieces of shit.
So he doesn't even try it.
He doesn't try it. He throws it away. He says, us as consumers are not going to support pieces of shit. Example A, why I tell everyone not to buy Jeffree Star Cosmetics, because in my opinion, he would fall under that category. But it doesn't mean that just because Jeffree Star is bad, that someone else can also be bad. That's not what I'm saying. Sure, Jared Blandino and his sister can both, you know, kick rocks or whatever the fuck that saying is. Like, I don't give a shit.
You got that one right.
Oh, period. No, but for Jeffree Star to sit here and number one, be so motherfucking wasteful. You're throwing away three foundations that I think, I don't know, let me see how much they go for, but it's not
cheap. Well,
that's,
I was going to say, I'm like, for him to be like, oh, what, like, as consumers, we need to not support these brands.
You already did.
You bought it. You did support them.
It's too late. Jesus Christ, this foundation is $42. That's insane.
And he had three of them.
He had three of them. I said the same thing thing with Jeffree Star Cosmetics when people were throwing it away, where I'm like, you already supported, you have the thing. Like, I've talked about the conspiracy palette, the two shades I like from it. I still use them and I didn't even purchase them.
We talked, sorry, you guys, that I'm fixing my hair. We talked about that with, what was her name with that did the fridge brand deal?
Tasia Lexis.
Yeah, that she was like, I'm going to throw out all my other appliances. And we're like, why?
I think it's the dumbest logic, and it's more so a like pissing contest and this weird like, I'm not going to support you and you suck. But it really doesn't do or mean anything. Again, like Lily said,
well, you already did support them. So it doesn't matter. It's, again, I brought up last time too. When people were boycotting Bud Light, or they would buy it and then they'd shoot it. And it's like,
I don't think this is doing what you think this is doing. It's just an example of how out of touch Jeffree Star is in general. Like, that could have gone to somebody. They're unopened. They're sealed foundations. They literally can go to someone who wants them. He didn't use it at all. That's one thing, right? How wasteful it is, how stupid the logic is behind throwing something away that you already purchased. The other aspect of it is, are you joking, Jeffree Star? We shouldn't support people who are bad people. Yet when people say that about your company, your fans eat them alive.
I just think, like, why is it always the people that need to take their, like, it's people that give out advice, but they need to be taking their own advice.
It's always so on point too. Like, it's like almost unbelievable where you're just like, oh, you're joking.
It is like,
right?
They are saying it to themselves and they have no clue.
I just think that if you've ever been in situations like Jeffree Star has been in, because again, he's not a one-time offender, he is a trillion-time offender. And the things that he has done show, in my opinion, a black heart, okay? There's something like stone in there. When you have repeatedly proved that you're not the best human being, for you to sit there and do this, but then again, that kind of makes sense. Because if you're not a good human being, why would you be self-aware? Like, how would you even have the wherewithal to realize that you're
bullshit?
Wouldn't
you think they would, though, so they could at least, like, avoid saying things that are so on the nose?
No, I don't think they're capable of it. Like, I genuinely don't think Jeffree Star lays at night and, like, really thinks about his impact on the day and, like, the people he interacted with. Like, I don't think he
I was just talking to someone else about someone else. They were like, they never apologize. Don't they feel bad? I'm like, no, because they don't think that they were wrong. They genuinely think that they were in the right and that, like, whoever they wronged were
right. Even if they do think they're wrong, they're like, well, I apologize, get over it. Fuck, yeah. Why are you guys still on about this? And it's like, some things I believe can genuinely be forgiven. Are some apologies never going to be good enough for everyone? I think that's every apology is not going to be good enough for everyone. But there's many things that in my eyes can be forgiven if it's something that's like a one-time thing. Everybody makes mistakes. Nobody wants their past on blast. Like, it sucks. But when it's so indicative of your character, that's where I'm like, oh, ew, no, go away. Like, I don't like that at all. I don't know. I found this very interesting. And then in the comments, someone said, the scream I let out when you talked about James Charles. And Jeffree replies, why isn't he in jail yet? I'm confused.
My jaw dropped behind James Charles T. He did what?
Dude, I'm telling you, TikTok is in another world. All these TikTok people, they haven't been around. They just don't know what's going on. I'm confused.
And how are you going to be calling out Michaela and James Charles at the same time? Fabulous. What? Do you know who you're watching?
I feel like Jeffree Star apologists and fans, they really do put him in this different category. And I've talked about this so many times on this channel because they have glorified him to the point where he's the only one who can give honest reviews. Everyone else cannot. It's just him. He's the only voice of reason in this world.
I just feel like the only reason people trust him for, like, being honest is because he, like, gloats about how rich he is and that he doesn't need to take money from brands.
Right. I mean, honestly, when I had my beauty channel, I was a menace. I literally was just like verbal diarrhea every single time I posted a video. And what am I, some sort of angel for that? No, I just, if I tried something, I'm like,
that's,
I like this,
like,
or I don't.
He gets away with, like, branding himself that, I feel like, just because he's rich. But, like, you don't have to be rich to be honest.
No. At all. And also, people are forgetting the obvious, like, vested interest he has in trashing other brands, which is to promote
his own. Go buy his. Exactly. Yeah. There is still an ulterior. Wow. I can't talk. There is still an ulterior motive.
What's interesting is following this, Antonio Garza posted a clip. And in this, basically what was talked about is, like, why would you throw away foundation?
Jeffree Star threw 3 bottles of this foundation into the trash can on my For You page yesterday. And personally, I don't understand why Jeffree Star would spend so much money to buy 3 bottles of foundation just to throw them in the trash. One, that is so wasteful. And two, don't piss me off. Because I don't care that the brand owner called you a clown. Sorry.
And also they said, like, this is a very, very good foundation. It's actually my favorite foundation. And the comments were so fucking weird. Everyone was like, oh my God, girl, he's gonna come for you. I'm scared for Jeffree Star to see this. This was so bold, damn. Why? Why is everyone so scared of Jeffree Star? Like, I feel like he owns TikTok or something. Like, everyone on TikTok thinks he's some sort of fucking king. And everyone on YouTube has been knowing the type of person he is. There's so many comments defending the logic behind Jeffree Star throwing it away too. It wasn't about the product. It was about who is behind the product, which is why everyone should.
But then why did he buy it?
Purchasing Jeffree Star cosmetics. That's the thing, because like Lily and I mentioned, it is our belief that he knew who was behind this before he bought it. He bought it to do that whole stupid little shtick and act like he was holier than thou. And then someone said things work differently for everyone. How would Jeffree Star even know how it worked? He didn't put it on. He didn't say the product was bad though. It was because of who made it. I guess it's so others don't support people like them. I don't know. Looks good anyway. Like, you guys are missing the point. Dude, the amount of shit that is stored in my brain of Jeffree Star's horrid past. Like, I wish I could unsee it. I wish I could unsee him groping men who didn't want to be groped and doing, like, he's not an angel, like, by any means.
My question is, I think, are the people oblivious or have they forgiven him?
Honestly, I think it's a mixture of both. I think that there are some people who know of everything. Maybe not everything, because here's the thing with people like Jeffree Star. When you fuck up so many times, it becomes hard to keep track of it. We've said that with James Charles too, where it started getting murky because some people were lying. And then it was this whole thing where some people just are like, everyone's lying. I've seen that with James a lot lately, where people are like, well, that minor was lying. And they just mix up all the stories. And it's really unfortunate because these people have done things that are bad, but everything kind of gets mixed up. So either people don't know all of it, or they do and they don't give a fuck. All in all, Jeffree Star pisses me off. I'm sorry. Obviously, you can tell I'm upset. Like, number one, the fact that he's been able to profit so much off of all this bullshit. Like, he's just so rich and for what? Even, like, going all the way back to the Kat Von D drama, where he stole art from an artist, like, in the beginning of everything when he was starting his makeup brand. I just don't think he's been a very nice person.
I think it all mostly comes down to that he seems very just, like, self-serving and selfish.
Yeah, honestly, I think that's what pisses me off, because when someone has that, like, status and ability to do good with their platform and their money. And I think he thinks this is doing good. Like, this is his idea of like some sort of charity work where it's just like, oh, fuck this bad business. I hate them. No, do something good with your money and your status. And if you want people to forget about the horrendous shit you've done in the past, do better. Good things to overshadow. Be better. It. Yeah, stop calling out other people every 5 seconds. It's not that I don't think James Charles and Jared Blandino are worthy of being called out. Maybe leave that to other people is all I gotta say.
It just feels like very ironic.
Also, the fact that he just made it about himself when Nikki went through so much and literally, arguably, her whole life changed because of that. You can miss me with that. But anyway, that's my frustration that I needed to let out, okay? I wrote in my journal and it didn't work. I had to throw it out and talk
to you guys. Well, we can kind of continue the frustration a little bit. So you perfect. Guys have tagged us in this so many times and it's a little old at this point, but honestly, I didn't see the original video until pretty recently because most of it was just parodies that other people were making. Oh my God. I thought this one was a parody. Yeah, so she, I'm pretty sure I don't know if she deleted her account entirely, but she went private, I'm pretty sure. So you can't see the original, but this lovely person has uploaded it. And oh my God, I truly can't believe it's real.
I was a mean girl in high school. Let's talk about it. There was a comment someone made and it basically said something to the effect of, I'm so glad to see that me, I'm still the same mean girl that she was in high school. This comment is so silly goose. It made me just start reminiscing about high school.
I saw someone point out that she could have said, like, she could have apologized. She could have been, like, decently nice in this video. But doing the
little silly goose,
this motion.
Yeah, pissed me off.
It was like, that gave it away. Like, literally, she could have said all the right things and that still would have been like, yep, she's a mean girl.
I went to high school over 4 years ago, so it's really been a minute. It's kind of crazy to me that someone, like, even still cares about it. I wish I could ask them like what they mean by that, because I wasn't like outwardly mean to just like anyone I went to school with.
I chose who I was mean to, okay? That,
like, did me dirty.
Literally, I cannot fathom saying this and being serious.
I don't know. I didn't really care about people when I was in high school. I'm just busy doing my own thing and dealing with my own stuff. I had a lot going on when I was that age. Yeah. I really wish that I would have commented or I could have like seen who they were so I would like know more of the story. Basically, my high school life was very strange. I was pretty smart. Like, I am pretty smart. Mm-hmm. So I was in a lot of higher academic classes. but I wasn't friends with any of the kids in those classes. So I always felt kind of like out of the loop. Yeah, I never just got along with any of those kids, and they never really like made an effort to hang out with me. Plus, I also have really bad RBF, so that might have had something to do with it. And I can be very like outward spoken, like I'm pretty extroverted. And sometimes I say things before I can think them through. So I definitely see why people would think.
She literally has already said that, like, I didn't care about anyone in high school. Like, she basically has already said I was a bitch to everyone, but then also says that she like picked and choose who
she's contradicting herself, because I would say I also didn't care about anyone in high school, but in the sense that I would go to school, put my head down, and go to sleep. Not that I didn't care about like anyone's feelings or existence. Like, I just like went to school and just like blah, and then went home.
And I love that she also starts the entire thing with like, I'd really love to like know what she meant by that. It's like, well, you're explaining it all right now though. I think you knew.
I honestly, I don't know if this is too bold of a statement, but like, by the way she was touching her hair, I knew that she was a bitch.
I was already going to make a comment on that. I was distracted by all of her other comments. She literally like zhuzhes it so much, and then she like parts it, and then she just fucking messes it up again.
Yeah, and just the way her fingertips are caressing her hair, I know she's mean.
I mean, she's just staring at herself like on her phone while she's recording this.
Yeah.
Clearly she's obsessed with herself, but
not her and I having the same nails. Hold up. Ah! She has a red French tip. Girl, if you don't stop copying me.
Oh, are you twins? Oh, no. I'm scared.
Silly goose.
But yeah, like I said, I was in high school over 4 years ago, and...
Okay, 4 years ago was not a long time.
I was just about to say, do you want to know how many years it's been for me? Because that's kind of depressing.
I was like, we're not going to talk about that, but...
Probably for a month before our school closed, because I was doing my own thing. I've traveled a lot in the past 4 years. Oh. I've met a lot of different people, been in a lot of different places, and learned a lot of life lessons.
Period.
I don't really think not about bullying high school is bad anymore. Though. And if you're still focused on me in high school, then you clearly have no purpose in my life, because you would definitely have a different opinion if you like actually knew me. If you're still someone who's like focused on high school and it's been almost 5 years, y'all must be chronically online and need to like get a life. Go travel.
Get a life and go travel. Is it insane?
That kind of hurt my brain, because she's saying that they must be chronically online, but the thing that they're upset about is something that happened in person and not online.
Yeah. She basically is like, why are you guys all so obsessed with me? And it's like, no, you like probably traumatized people.
Can you imagine saying like, you have a problem with me? Go to Bali. Like, I don't get it.
Truly, like, that is one of the most insane statements she makes in this, except for later she says something like it's good to be, but like bullying is necessary and that it's like evolutionary. It's, I'm like, girl, remember when you said that you were smart?
Go meet people, go talk to people, go make money, y'all.
Go make money.
Bitch, where do you work? I need to see receipts.
I'm also confused. Why does you bullying people in high school mean that they don't make money now?
Well, it's literally the most juvenile concept of everyone that doesn't like you is jealous and broke.
Jealous, like, obviously not, but like, at least I could kind of understand that, because she's delusional. Broke? What do you mean?
You're just mad because you're poor. Get your money up. It's like, actually, you were just like horrible to me, but okay.
Oh my God. It's truly insane.
But I do have a hot take on this. I think bullying is something that has to happen when you're young. Something from like an evolutionary or like biological standpoint. And I've always thought this way, and I will probably continue to think this way. If you're someone who's being bullied, you kind of like to learn to stick up for yourself, or like learn to have more confidence in yourself. Bullying in America.
If you are bullied, you learn to have more confidence in yourself. Who taught her this?
This scares me, having kids that are in the school system, to think that someone would hurt my children in any way, shape, or form, emotionally, physically, whatever. And then I go and I pull up on this little girl and she tells me some shit like that. I would be like, are you fucking out of your mind? Bullying kills people.
Is this like a parental thing, or did she like think up this hot take on her own? Like,
rest assured, this is a mix of both. This doesn't just come out of thin air. This is a character flaw, yes, but I think it's a generational flaw. I would assume that her parents are kind of assholes.
It is truly, like, bullying is necessary. It's part of evolution. Girl, do you know what evolution is?
Well, and it always just comes back to the irony of it all, because after this, she did go private, like Lily mentioned. Seems like she doesn't feel like it's necessary now.
You should be more confident. Where are the TikToks? Let's see more.
Get your money up, girl. Just
give us more hot takes.
What's up, America? Bruh, it's really not that bad. Y'all ever seen K-dramas? Y'all know what happens in other countries, what bullies are like. American teenagers have gotten so soft these days because of social media.
Not her comparing American teenagers to K-dramas. Her saying, like, teenagers, American teenagers have gotten so soft, that is for sure the parents.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Literally anything offends people.
Offense is a choice, by the way. She just had a caption pop up on screen. What? Okay, well, I'm choosing to be offended by you because you're awful.
If you are being bullied, it's gonna help you grow up and be a stronger person, a heavier foot in life because of your experience. Unless you dwell on it for 4 years after high school. Then that's just kind of sad. Gross. And then if you are someone
you're still doing people, it.
You never know what's going on in someone's life. Don't take it too personally if someone's...
Don't get mad at the bully because you don't know what's going on in their life.
I've heard the concept before to try to give insight into a bully's mind that, like, yeah, you do never know what's going on. And they they're probably coming from a tremendous insecurity or trauma in their life. And that's why they're trying to inflict it onto others. However, I've never heard it in, like, a sense of, like, let's pity the bully. I've heard it in a sense of, like, let's understand why they even do this.
Not only let's pity the bully, but, like, let's shit on the people that were bullied that are still upset about it.
Yeah.
Wrong example to be using.
And her saying, like, you're gonna grow up and you're almost gonna, like, be thankful for that experience. There's a lot of people that don't get to grow up because they end their lives because of bullying. So
that's what a lot of the comments are. And it's like, I don't think you understand. She acts like her bullying was, like, she said one comment to someone sometime.
Yeah, she's acting like it's like Regina George being like, oh my god, your skirt is a vintage, and then being like, that's the ugliest fucking skirt I've ever seen. That's exactly, not what we're talking about. We're talking about actual bullying, which honestly, I feel like she knows what we're talking about because I think she partook in it.
I know. I was going to say, given we don't know what she did, and she might not have been a bully in high school. She could have just been a bitch. Yeah. But, like, still, like, if people are still talking about it, then...
I still think of the bitches of my high school, the people that unnecessarily made my experience harder and would, like, spread rumors and, like, nasty little things that just, like, really made me... I mean, I was homeschooled my last year of high school. I could not deal with it anymore. That is still a form of bullying, even if you're not, like, give me your lunch money and, like, punching bitches in the face. Like, that's still fucking annoying, and you're making people's life harder in a point where high school's hard already. You're, like, hitting puberty and, like, trying to figure out who you're attracted to and how you're gonna deal with that and if you're comfortable in your own skin. Like, it is so annoying to make people's life harder. Like, that's not a flex.
I just, like, can't even, like, what about, like, class friends? Like, I was friends with everyone in my classes, even if I didn't hang out with them.
Same. Outside. No, same. I never, like, I wasn't a super extroverted person because I'm just not by nature, but I knew everyone. I was friendly with everyone. I just was always asleep.
Same. I just didn't go to class, but...
If someone's bullying you, they probably have something going on. Honestly, those people probably have some things that they need to work on themselves.
Like you?
Maybe that's all they know. But it's going to teach them, too, how to treat people. A lot of people that are bullies do end up having, like, higher social growth in life. I feel like there's some psychological...
What does that mean?
I don't know, actually.
She says things and I'm like, remember when you told us you were smart? Like, what are you saying?
So if you're a bully, you're gonna have a higher social status, essentially. Maybe she's attributing that to the, like, boss bitch mentality, like girl boss, gatekeep, gaslight, or whatever the fuck it is. Like, you don't have to be mean to come up in this world. I don't know if you knew that.
You really don't.
You just know she is a menace in her work environment, whatever that may be.
I wanna know so badly what she does.
Like, this whole mean girl shtick of, like, well, like, you're still thinking about me 4 years later. Girl, if someone came up to me, like, genuinely that I went to high school with and was like, hey, you really fucking hurt my feelings, this and that, I would be horrified. And I'll be like, number one, holy shit, tell me more, let's talk about it. But to have this mentality says so much more about her character of just like, okay, probably haven't, get over it, run your money up. Like, it's just so
annoying.
And
all the while then being like, oh, they probably had stuff going on in their life, they're gonna learn a lot too. Well, TikTok.
And everybody has a lot of shit going on in their life. That's not an excuse. So, like, again, if someone had told me that I did something bad, it's like a moment of, even if you were going through X, Y, and Z, fixing that and rectifying and be like, I am sorry that I took that out on you. Like, that's just a human thing to do.
And, like, realizing, even if you didn't know that you were doing it, realizing, like, oh my God, yes, I didn't realize how I was portraying myself to other people.
To people, it's just something that naturally happens and that kind of has to happen. It's giving like evolution theories. It's giving biological things. But if you're still dwelling on that from 5 years ago, yeah, I'll be real with y'all.
I can't get over evolutionary and biological. Girl, have you taken a science class? Do you know what that is? Like, that has nothing to do with you being
I know a bitch. That I am guilty of saying it's giving right before saying something really fucking stupid, but this is...
I don't talk to anyone from high school. Sometimes I'll reach out every now and then if, like, something comes up. Definitely, like, I'm not friends with anyone from high school.
That to me is, sometimes I'll reach out if I need something. Right. But otherwise, I don't talk to anyone.
Like, I'm not friends with anyone from high school. I don't plan on, like, mending any friendships from there. I went to a pretty small school in a very, like, tiny town compared to where I am now. Literally have no interest in befriending or, like, rekindling any relationships with those people. Only one person I talked to that I knew in high school, he didn't even go to my high school, happened to be friends after. High school doesn't matter.
How many fucking creams does this lady put on?
You really need to, like, get a grip and focus on, like, your priorities in life rather than, like, dwelling on the past, which is crazy to me. Now that I'm at like 11,000 followers, I don't have any profile views on, and like TikTok basically took that away from me. You just can't see profile views and stuff anymore. Before I hit that number, I would see people from high school watching my stuff. Fine, because like every now and then I'd watch their stuff too, when they love thing where TikTok's like, are you interested in this profile? Always made me giggle when I would see people from my school watching my stuff. It's so crazy. All of the story, if you're being bullied in high school,
literally it's all like yourself,
y'all. It's so overrated. I promise. High school is literally meaningless. I haven't used anything from high school in my life since I left. And I don't plan on rekindling any relationships from high school. And I don't plan on going to any other reunions. People literally mean zero to me now.
Hey, girl, remember when you were like, I don't know, how was I a mean girl? Proceeds to talk for the next 5 minutes about how you still are. Like,
I could go on for a trillion years of how ironic this whole thing is, but it's rare that you see this much of a, like, self-report in one TikTok. It's like, she starts it off, oh, I was called a mean girl, I don't really get it. And then proceeds to just shit all over herself. Just completely diarrhea. And even just the irony of her being like, and they're watching my stuff. And I'm watching their stuff too. But
it's only embarrassing for them to be watching her stuff.
I still watch my like high school friends' stories sometimes. I like to see what people are doing. Not like...
I literally go and add people that I have not spoken to. Same. And I'll like think of someone and I'm like, what are they up to? And then they're private and I'm like, oh, add. Same. Now we watch each other's stories. We haven't talked, but...
I will agree that high school, in the grand scheme of things, is more of a blip in your entire life than it feels like in the moment, because it feels like this super, super important and like this is the only thing that matters thing. It's just like this weird time in your life where everything's so awkward and you're trying to figure it out and who you are. And you're not going to stay that person, but it's still important because all of those social interactions play a big part in who you become.
And it's just kind of like you're all bonded by this common experience. So it's like, why are you like needing to shut everyone out? I mean, she seems like she's very like, oh, it was a tiny town, I don't like those people, they're too...
She's giving that influencer girl that says that it's a small town... What is it? Small town syndrome.
Small town syndrome, yes. Correct. Yeah. Adriel? That's what is she doing?
Yeah, accusing people of murder? Oh, God. I don't know. And I don't want to find out.
Anyway, that's enough of this.
Yes.
She is the worst, and there's not really a whole lot else to say. But I will compare it to a video that I just came across. It was a mom that found out that her daughter had bullied a girl at school.
I saw that.
And then she made her daughter, like, go out and buy a bunch of, like, presents. And, like, I guess she had bullied her for her hair. So then she gave away her daughter's hair appointment to the girl.
I did find it a little weird that she filmed all of that. I understand the mentality behind it, but it's like...
I mean, yeah, well, always.
Kind of shaming your daughter. Like, I would hate my mom if she did that.
Probably wouldn't
but
bully people again.
At the same time, the concept of it, of, like, holding your children accountable for something that they did wrong, I think absolutely needs to be done.
Well, and not just holding them accountable, but, like, also doing, like, the opposite and, like, being very nice to them. Not just being like, sorry, I didn't mean it, and then having them, like, go home.
Amelie just recently started thinking that, like, hitting was funny, which is a very toddler thing, but she started doing it at school. It's one of the sweetest kids, and I was repeatedly like, Amelie, did you hit your friends? And she lied to me. She said, no, we are friends. And I was like, oh, well, that's interesting because you did hit him. And the thing is, like, she genuinely is not doing it out of malice. Like, it's just boundary, like, testing situation. But you best believe all day I was like, hey, I'm telling you right now, tomorrow you're not going to hit this person. And I said his name. whatever. Anyway, next day she went, she didn't hit anyone and she hasn't hit anyone since. But I was reminding her the entire day and I was like, do you remember how you hit your friends today? That was really sad. I don't know why you did that. Like, it was just a repeated, like, letting her know that that was not okay. Nice hands. We don't do that to our friends. And she got it and it stuck. And it's something normal that she's doing in the sense that it's not right, but it's like a testing thing.
I was going to say, but she's so young. That's like, she doesn't realize what she's doing. I know, but you have to
start them young. Like, I feel like parents, even at this age, are like, oh, she's just being a toddler. Like, yeah, but
it's like, well, eventually the toddler's gonna get big and it's gonna hurt more.
Yeah, and I don't get, like, I'm a gentle parent, but I'm not a permissive parent. So, like, if she goes to hit me, I will literally just, like, eject myself from that situation. And I'm like, you are not hitting me. Like, that is not happening. So I feel like some parents mix that up and they just think it's like, ha, funny. And, like, if they're bullying, it's like, well, you know, what did the other kid do? Like, that type of shit. I don't play that. Even some people in my family joked around and were like, well, what'd that kid do that Amelie hit him? And I was like, nothing, because he's super fucking sweet. I've seen him before. He's literally an angel. And Amelie just went up and smacked him. Like, your kids can do wrong. Just know that, parents. Your kids
laughing.
Can do wrong. And you gotta step in. I mean, it is funny because it's little tiny kids, but it's not like I thought of it in that moment. That kid that she hit, I thought of it as if that was my kid. And I'm like, no, yeah, that's not cute. Like, you don't do that. And if it's my kid doing that, they need to stop it. So, yeah, I don't know. I think it's a mixture of parents, kids that are horrible, like her. I think she's bad.
She doesn't seem like she had, like, a group of people she was hanging out with. But I was going to say, girls together can be nasty.
Right. If she had a crew like her, that would be awful.
But it sounds like she was kind of a loner. So
thank God.
I was going to say, good thing, because it would have been actually traumatizing.
Anyway. That's enough of Mean Girl. What's our last topic?
Our last one is another person that lacks self-awareness and just thinks everyone is jealous of them. The lady that filmed the other lady with the BBL in the gym.
Okay, I've never seen this. You have told me about it, but I've never seen it.
We've talked about before how, like, filming in public and, like, filming strangers without their consent
is mean. Yeah.
It's maybe you don't do that. And especially when you're, like, making fun of them, it's like you can think that this lady's BBL is not something you would get, or you might not be a fan of it. But do you need to film her and broadcast it to TikTok to, like, shame her when she's just at the gym?
I know this wasn't a Planet Fitness. They would never allow this.
It was?
No. I was just joking because Planet Fitness has, like, such strict rules where you can't judge. Like, it's a no judgment zone. And you're not even allowed to drop weights or hardcore, like, grunts, because they don't want, like, bodybuilders. Like, it's made for the everyday person to go and feel comfortable in a gym environment. That's the whole point of Planet Fitness.
Well, this was out of Planet Fitness. So she's on a treadmill and she has a caption on the screen that says, okay, the BBLs have gone too far, ... And she's filming herself and then she flips the camera. She's making a very disgusted face. Oh, but also checking out her hair first.
Yeah.
And then,
oh, come on.
Like, too far. And so that was it.
Here's the thing. I think that, for instance, a lot of people do this with, like, Nicki Minaj, when her plastic surgery maybe looks a certain way on stage or something. Even then, I'm like, okay, like, these are these people's appearance. There's really no need to, like, pick it apart. Like, it is kind of fucked up. But what I will say is that at least those people are public figures that have knowingly gotten procedures done that they know will be on display for the public, which is usually the reason they get it. Someone that is at the gym trying to better themselves is not co-signing the world to see them do that.
I mean, you could argue that, like, everyone's gonna see it going out in public.
Well, like, in public, but not on the internet. But also,
like, she's not, like, even drawing any attention. Like, she's literally just on a treadmill. If you need to voice your opinion so badly, like,
put it on your close friend story, girl.
I wasn't even gonna say that. I was gonna text it to someone. I mean, even that's weird. But, like, just keep it to your inner circle, maybe. I went to pull the one TikTok and I'm like, oh, there's quite a few. The next one is her responding because the girl did see it and she DM'd her.
No, stop it.
So the girl with the BBL, she found me and she sent me a DM. Why would you do that,
girl? Why would you post it?
You know it's public to be out in public. Anybody could record you in public without your consent. Okay,
stop you there.
You weren't in public.
Well, I mean, you were.
I mean, you were in public, but you're in a private business. Like, I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to film in Planet Fitness. I feel like a gym has specific, you know what I mean? Because that's such a situation where most people don't want to be filmed in a gym. Like, I feel like that's a standard, even if it wasn't a rule, it's a standard understanding in humanity that most people don't want to be filmed in the gym.
Most people don't want to be filmed without knowing in general. I just, like, I don't think it's whether she's allowed to or not. I think it's like, I don't think there's a law against it yet, but I think that it's common courtesy and that you should just not think that you're entitled to blast people. That,
but obviously you don't. You have a BBL. You're obviously not out here for intellect. You're out here to get famous off your ass. Is that what you're trying to tell me in your DM? That you want people to view your videos because you have ass? Girl, she sent me a DM like, oh, I'm getting you more views since you posted me on your page. Is that your motive? Because that wasn't mine. You know, like, I only spoke my side because consciously I don't want you on my conscience, and I want to say what I have to say, and I'm not going to suppress what I have to say.
You didn't say anything.
But okay, come and find me if you want, but your messages don't really do anything to me, and people are always going to have their opinion. People are going to say what they have to say, and that's their right. You shouldn't even be worried, right? But yeah, I wouldn't get no BBL. Like, that's just not, they've gone way too far. Like, that's too far.
No one asked.
You're at the gym. You're not even working out. You're showing off your ass at the gym. We're at the gym really trying to work out, like really putting the effort in. Like, come on, girl. You trying to distract us from really putting that work in.
It's giving a guy saying that a girl wearing like a top that shows any kind of cleavage is like, it's like when we had a dress code at school where it was like, you can't wear this because the boys are gonna get distracted.
I cannot believe, like, for our listeners who didn't see the video, she was wearing leggings. Like, she was not wearing tiny little shorts, which even if she was, whatever, but she wasn't. She was wearing leggings that fully covered her entire skin, but just because she had a big booty, then that's the issue, because you just have a big butt and it's in my
face.
Exactly,
and it was a distraction.
She acts like the lady was like sitting on her face.
Exactly. And I was like, she literally wasn't even near you. You were like zooming in.
She wasn't twerking. She wasn't getting down. And then to throw off the, like,
you must have no intellect. I'm sorry.
Okay, that. I'm like, when does a plastic surgery procedure have to do with your brain? From what I understand, I don't think that it actually, like, they inject the fat into your ass, not your brain. And the girl could have easily made multiple videos at this point already. Like, she didn't even have to DM you. She could have gone immediately public with it.
Oh, and to say that it's not for views, this was just to, like, get it off her conscience? What the fuck are you talking
about? And what's so ironic, too, is her saying that everyone has the right to her opinion. Well, her opinion is that she's frustrated because you recorded her, but you're annoyed that she's voicing that. But that's her opinion.
Make it make sense.
Even if that's not your intent, just saying, you know, like, if you really had that good intention, then come forth with it. Don't be worried about what somebody else got to say.
Same to you, girl. Don't be worried about other people, like the person on a treadmill with the BBL that you don't like. Okay, now we have the next one.
So since I have all this attention on me for being myself, let's talk about it. So basically,
I gotta hear.
My sister invited me to Planet Fitness in Compton the other night, and I don't ever go to that location. And we were having a good time working out until the girl with the dinosaur butt came in.
Oh my god!
And I'm like, okay, this bitch wants attention. But little does she know, we're in public. Anything can happen in public. If you're in private, it's different. We have rights. We have the law. So, yeah, I posted a video on my TikTok of a non-employee, you know, my opinion about, getting fake silicone injections. I don't think that's healthy. It's dangerous. We're all entitled to our opinion. However, I didn't know the video was going to blow up. I didn't know the video was going to get any attention. Because I don't really care about stuff like that. I'm not in the whole, like, get famous overnight business. Like, that's not me. Like,
is that why this is your third video
though? I wouldn't go get a fake butt to go viral. That's just not my intent.
Like, she was, she got the butt to go viral.
So anyway,
that's why she got it. Apparently.
This video stayed on my page for a while and it's got so much attention, right? Even the girl DM'd me and her little trolls DMs, you know, sent DMs, whatever. All I can do is look at them and laugh, but I shut that down quick. Like, no one can send me messages unless you follow me. And no one can at me. No one can leave comments. None of that. Because I'm not on social media to hear what strangers got to say, you know? But anyways, her little trolls, whoever, went to the community guidelines on the video, finally, after days, and tried to say that was sexual harassment. Girl, everybody knows what sexual harassment is, okay? That's when somebody is touching you without your consent inappropriately.
No, that's like, not true.
I meant to look it up earlier. We don't need to watch this full 8-minute clip because she's obviously not the brightest crayon in the box. But harassment isn't just physical, like, at all. It's any unwanted sexual behavior that makes someone feel upset, scared, offended, or humiliated. Humiliated? Like, sexualizing someone for being at the gym and just wearing pants?
Also, it's very ironic that she says that she turned off comments and doesn't want to hear strangers' opinions when literally this is all rooting from her being a stranger who gave her unwarranted opinion on someone else.
Yeah, like, girly, they just want to get it off their conscience. Like, why aren't you letting them?
And she's saying that it's this BBL girl's, like, minions or trolls or whatever, when it's likely people that just saw something wrong with what you did and reported you. It has nothing to do with her being affiliated with them.
Yes, that, 100%. Then she tells us about messages that she doesn't read. She didn't read any of them, but then she was able to somehow weed out the good ones, though.
I haven't read into any messages from really anybody about that girl's fake-ass BBL. Okay, so as soon as I started getting messages, delete, turn off. I don't care what a stranger has to say. They don't know me personally. One or two females hit me up.
Females. Cool. Hell no.
One girl was like, I just hate how they're trying to make it seem like you're insecure when she's the one getting the plastic surgery. And I was like, yeah, I mean, girls that are secure in themselves don't normally just go to the doctor and be like, look, I hate my butt and I want to make it fat.
And girls that are secure in themselves usually don't make multiple TikToks shaming someone for something that they did that doesn't affect you. But, you know, here we are.
I hate that verbiage, but it also lines up perfectly with everything else that she believes because it's very clear she's a pick me girl and just like,
absolutely,
you know, that type.
I think she would get along well with the mean girl we just watched.
And big, so give me some plastic surgery. Secure girls don't do that. Secure women are like, I'm gonna go to the gym and work out, or I'm gonna just leave my butt the way it is. You know, like, we all know being secure in yourself is being accepting of your body the way it is. You know, I work out for inner strength. I don't need to go get no plastic surgery to make myself
cool. No one asked.
Better or cuter or whatever. I don't need that. And that's my whole program over here, is that
my program.
When you do fake shit, you're a fake person. And like, they keep trying to come for me, and it's like they're trying to go through my eBay and trying to send me messages.
eBay?
Not hitting up the eBay.
Might as well go on MySpace.
It's interesting that she lacks the understanding. I mean, a lot of understanding, but she lacks the understanding that security is not just in your physical appearance. Security is in everything that you are, so much so that you do not need to tear down other people for what they look like. And also, besides security, just general self-awareness and understanding is knowing that, like Lily said, you didn't need to post this or all the 6 videos that followed it. You could have just kept this in your brain. You could have thought it.
No, Jessie, it was weighing down her conscience. She needed to release it into the world.
Clearly, because she does not stop. Like, why and are we just still talking about this?
It's just the same shit on repeat. I'm like, stop talking. You already said all of this.
There's doubling down, and then there's whatever the fuck this is.
Then she brings up the whole filming in public and filming people, which, no, there are not laws against it. But I said before, yet, I do think that in the next 10 years, 5 years even, there probably will start to be laws because people do get exploited when they aren't consenting to it. And it's turned into like a whole epidemic, I feel like, especially because of TikTok. But again, this is what number video? This is the sixth one. And I believe there's at least seven I've pulled links for.
I just found in the Planet Fitness rules, because again, I knew this. It says, for the privacy and comfort of our members, photographs or videos should never include anyone who has not given their prior permission to appear in such images. You broke the rules, bitch.
Interesting. So let's see what she says about filming in public and the law. Oh, it's just a picture of her posing in the mirror being fabulous. And it's an article that says, generally speaking, though, when you are in public, it is legal to record someone, video or audio record, as long as they don't have what is called an expectation of privacy, or rather a reasonable expectation of privacy, which they do at the gym, apparently, because that is literally a rule in there. And generally in public, you do not have a reasonable expectation of privacy. And so you can record people. She's not quoting a law, by the way. Nope. This is an article on The Verge.
Despite her caption saying the law in all caps, yes, on recording literally in public, but it's very much giving like in the COVID times where people were saying, it's not the law for me to have to wear a mask. And the business was like, well, it's in our policies that you do have to wear a mask. Yeah. And they were like, this is against my rights. So it's just this and mess. Like,
it's not against the law to do things that you still shouldn't do.
Right. I hate like, when people play the semantics of like, well, it was legal. Yeah, well, it was immoral. And also it was against the rules and you could be kicked out of Planet Fitness forever.
Oh my God, the caption. Look at the caption.
The caption says book smart / street smart. No, she's delusional. She's completely delulu.
And you're just being a C word.
Ooh.
Like, what are you proving here? Yeah,
no, completely.
This is, again, this is her sixth video on this.
Yeah, let's go for lucky number seven.
Like, you stated your opinion. Go away. What's number seven? It's the update she posts.
Oh, great.
Let's talk. Okay. Let me give you guys an update. Nine so since minutes, I posted Jesus. The video.
Speed. Two times.
Of me saying BBLs have gone too far and showing the lady who was showing off her ass in the gym publicly. And how I felt uncomfortable about it. How I've never had to go through that in my life. Going to gyms, I never had to see that, you know, in public. Someone showing off their ass.
I've never had to go through that in my life. Oh, traumatizing. You know,
very inappropriate to me. I've never had to go through that. But since then, I became this, you know, publicity, you know, thing, I guess. And I'm kind of happy it all happened. Honestly, I'm always looking at it as a positive thing. Because honestly, it's time to elevate. And they don't know from looking at my TikTok, there's a lot of undisclosed information that they can't get to, you know, they can't get to me. But yeah, there's like billions and millions of gyms out here, you know, like, we're not worried about one or two gyms, you know, like we don't care about that. There's private gyms, there's home gyms, there's really exclusive gyms, you know, we all know that, you know. But no, I don't feel bad about saying BBLs have gone too far. I don't feel bad about putting the attention on the woman who was showing off her ass in public with all these people around, not giving a damn about how we feel. And I don't feel bad about anything else. Like everything else is irrelevant to me.
We know.
She's acting like she was doing some sort of like bondage ritual in public and like she didn't consent to that. It is so highly offensive to be like, you made me look at you, like, and your appearance
literally
is foul.
Though that is what she is saying.
Yeah, it is. And she's never had to go through this before.
She had to go through
what
that.
Are those screenshots on the screen?
Something big sister, I'm glad you're doing okay. I know you will get through this stronger and wiser. Oh my God, what are these people on?
I'm telling you, it's always a
just
family
know
affair.
That I'm here for you, love you. And then she says, I love you too unconditionally, sister.
Unless you get a BBL.
Literally, unless you get plastic surgery, then you are dead to me. Then the other one says, GM, for good morning, I assume. I was just checking on you to see how you're doing is all.
I love that she presents that she doesn't care. She hasn't read a single bad comment, yet her family is obviously concerned for her because she's going through literally. It because we know you are, because we understand the internet. And also, I have to say, be careful what you wish for, girly. Like her saying, like, they can't get to me. They don't know all my information. Do not challenge the internet.
And it's
I
all
mean,
out there.
Please, yeah. For the love of God. They found your eBay. I don't think it's right, but I know for a fact the internet can find everything about you, and don't test them. Like, what are you doing?
I mean, she clearly thinks she's untouchable and that she's just like a perfect angel.
Well,
that can do no
she
wrong,
doesn't actually
so.
Think that. It's quite obvious to me, like, whatever thing she's trying to put on, it's very transparent,
you know. Like, as far as gyms go, billions of gyms out here, billions of gyms out here, guys. Lots of gyms out here where people are taking their workout serious. So we're not feeding into the whole BBL drama, because for one, we have freedom of speech, we have freedom of expression. And by law, we can film in a public place when we are in the public.
That so doesn't have the law, mean and, it's okay.
No one can harm anybody. And nobody was harmed. So another thing is, we all have a right to our opinion. My opinion is my opinion. You know, there's people that think like me. There's people that don't want to be influenced by plastic surgery, you know, or don't want to be influenced in the wrong direction. I personally felt uncomfortable in the gym that day. I'm thinking like, why would a gym like this allow that in here?
What?
Oh.
No, she did not. My God. So she thinks that it's there's no law against filming people, but apparently there should be a law that allows gyms to discriminate against people that have gotten BBLs.
What's so annoying about people like this is that they play the weirdest semantic games. So it's like she is so focused on what she's actually allowed to do, and she uses that to justify her actions. But even though it's provable that she wasn't allowed to do what she did, she will never acknowledge that. Like, she's never gonna acknowledge that she went against the rules of Planet Fitness. To her, it's like, well, but it's law. Like, who cares? Can you imagine if Planet Fitness would have stopped the girl with the BBL at the door and been like, you cannot be here with that big fat ass. Like, you gotta turn around and walk away.
Literally, like, what are the rules? Is there, like, a circumference that you have
girl,
to be
your
under?
Booty's too like, juicy for these quarters. Like, you really gotta get going. Like, that would have been news if they would have turned someone away for having a BBL.
She's genuinely saying that, too.
My page is wide open. You guys can see everything. You guys can make phone calls, talk, whatever you want to do, as long as it's not affecting me. And I haven't been affected by it. So,
like, so they're calling her job and shit. I bet
I got it off my conscience by talking about it here solely, and nobody's mad. Like, no one's mad at it. Like, you know, there's other people that have opinions about it. There's other people that feel the same way, and there's gonna be people that feel the opposite way. That's
how do you know what anyone feels? Your comments are off.
Take that from me. Can't take anything from me. You can't make me feel any kind of way about anything. My voice is heard. I'm supported. I'm loved. Sure. And you guys can, you know, screenshot, repost, you know, send my videos out. Because guess what? No publicity is bad publicity. And that's what I learned a long time ago.
Wrong.
You know,
I disagree.
For example, we have Democrats and Republicans.
We do not have the same opinion there. So,
or you can just say, hey, I'm neutral. I don't have a choice here. Like, I don't want to choose. But at the end of the day, this is the world we live in. We all are going to feel a way about something. And I don't feel any kind of way about this.
Clearly you do.
I know I have options and resources and places I can be, people I can talk to. And I have a lawyer, I have an attorney. You know, like, there's nothing we can do about the situation any further. So I'm not even worried about it. You know, as far as any of the messages go, like I said, I just don't read into them. They get deleted.
I thought you didn't get them.
So yeah, I think
how many times does she need to say she doesn't read them?
I haven't been the first one or the last one that's going to speak on this. There's a lot of other people that feel the same way. So yeah, when you go in public, I think you should act appropriately. You shouldn't be showing your ass in public in front of other people.
She wasn't showing her ass.
Oh my
God. What is going
on?
What reality is she living in? Because this is absurd.
She was existing in your space. That's literally all that
happened. Literally just said she shouldn't have been allowed in the gym.
Jesus Christ.
In front of other people. Do that in private. That's not private.
Do that in private. Do what in private? What is happening?
There's people around you that's watching you that you know, are going to turn their head. Like, you know, like, okay, girl, you know what you're doing? You're trying to get attention. You're just trying to play the victim. And I don't like this. I don't like how females try to act like they're the victim when no one's touching you. They don't learn the lesson.
She literally was just on a fucking treadmill. Like, this is insane. Okay, we don't need to watch anymore. I think you're right, though. This is absolutely in response to, like, people probably got her number and are calling her or something. Because, also she's like, I'm loved, I'm supported. That's why she's showing these screenshots on screen to be like,
that's kind of sad. I'm not even gonna lie. The fact that she had to, like, show screenshots of her family checking in on her just to show that she's loved, that is really depressing,
I mean,
actually.
She's not insecure at all. So,
no. Not insecure.
She doesn't have
hasn't read a single message. She's not bothered. This is so weird. Because when you first said what this was going to be about, I'm like, oh, someone doing something shitty in public. I could have never foreseen how much she tripled down on this. Like, this is ridiculous.
Just existing in public. And then 7 videos.
My goodness. Well, what a story. Anyway, we can move on to our non-frustrating part of this fucking episode, because I feel like the entire episode we've been frustrated.
So we don't usually film in the morning. Someone is cooking breakfast and it smells like cinnamon rolls or something. And
go ask them for some.
It smells so good.
So I have a quick We Love the Internet for this week. Do you have one?
No, I don't.
Okay, period. Well, this one includes us both, so it works out perfectly, because Lily just sent this to me right before we started filming, where some beautiful soul who watches this show has compiled the most random shit.
Guys, this is insane. Like, I'm like, did you gather these like as they came, or did you just go back and find them? Because this is impressive. Like, this is what I couldn't do for the compilations, because I would get distracted with like just the intros, because it's so hard to find stuff in our episodes.
I'm telling you,
so
many
of
the people who watch our show would be amazing employees of our show. Like, I feel like they would do so good, because they just like know these things that we do not know.
Okay, well, also, just to preface this, if you asked, I told Jesse, like, if you asked me to like list off 10 things that like Jesse does, like funny like things that like habits that she has that she like saying wrong sayings, or like, I don't even know. But literally, if I had to list 10, talking in a British accent absolutely would not have come to mind. Like, I didn't realize that you do this. Apparently, she talks in a British accent all the time, and it's actually pretty good.
Okay, so this is from someone called Otto the Ferret, and this is their beautiful video.
Sorry, guys. Not gonna be a trio anytime soon.
So Lily says, we're not going to be a trio anytime soon, referring to, you know, us being co-hosts and we're not going to add anyone on. To which Otto the Ferret says, what about the English woman who possesses Jesse? And then this follows. It's so crazy.
And you know what? I read all of that and I said, I don't care. I don't care. I'm sorry. Okay. She's like, just give them your social media, because if your shitty friends are around you and then you start getting beat up, they're not going to do shit either. It's like, no.
I got me scent birds right here. And honestly,
that one got right here. Do what you want. It's just a bit strange. Honestly, I'm not even a hater. I just couldn't care less.
Well, so do me.
Like, I can't talk to you little people. Like,
reminded me of this story of once upon a time when I was just a wee little girl in high school. Is because I quite literally don't give a f-
Did you watch that?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh my God.
Is she British?
Yeah.
She's English. See, like,
you can tell. I'm so unfazed by every time you do it.
I don't know her. Listen, I'm not here for the vaccine debate. And Hailey would be absolutely fuming. Something's not right.
No, I think the Harry Styles are going to come for you. Better. I don't know. You should be fishy.
I just can't be bothered. All right? I've got my team is screaming at me.
She seems the type to be giddy around old Harry.
I do not. That was not a good move. I gotta say.
Where we're just fuming.
Just fuming a little.
And I was literally like, I'm going to kill myself.
Well, you might say they got themselves into a bit of a pickle.
I don't know.
I have to imagine.
My brother always used to play the one that's like, oh, your body smells like chocolate. They just can't be, my brother always says, can't be arsed. You know how the British people say arsed? But like, literally, they can't be arsed to fucking read shit.
And so we found her reasoning for being here today.
Aren't you from the UK? Like, what?
Is he British?
I'm so confused.
But she's a little off, you know, a little bit off.
You guys get it. The entire thing is my British accent that, well, and I will say right now, not all of those are British, okay? And honestly,
there's some Irish in there, maybe.
There's some Irish. There's definitely some Australian influence. And to me, this made me realize how bad my British accent is, and it pisses me the fuck off. So I need to work on that, and I will do that for you all.
There is a clip at one point that it's like, the woman possessed Lily, too. And it's like, not even, I wouldn't even say they're British accents. I just have weird accents.
Oh, really?
The accidental possessions of Lily Marston.
Let the dumpster fire begin. It would be like this, like, super meaningful message, and then be like,
give us your money.
There's a little more. Hold on.
I don't want any more. This feels a bit more than a petty joke.
Yours is more of like, how would I describe? Like, you're just saying something and it just has a little bit of a rise. But I don't think you're, are you being British? Is that your intention?
No, definitely not.
It's like when someone goes, excellent. It's just more of like a, you know, anyway, that was so great. I cannot imagine the time it took. I want to know, like, I have many questions. Like Lily said, did you just gather these over time? Is it something you've just noticed and you were like, you know what, let me just go looking back, because we have 118 episodes.
How and the these fuck aren't did you do like this? Notable moments. It's like you'd have to really sift through, and it's not even like for like the Christy Cross and Romano stuff. At least I could open the transcripts and then search for like Christy. Sometimes they're spelled wrong, so I had to get a little creative with what I was typing in. But it's not like you can type in British accent.
No.
So like, I don't know how you found these, but it is very impressive. Chef's kiss.
Very, very. Yeah. Great job. Great work. So we love the internet for
Can you do
like
the outro in a British accent?
No. That was Australian. Anyway, thank you guys so much. If you made it to the end, we do appreciate you. And yeah, that being said, have a wonderful weekend. No, it is the weekend. It is the weekend right now when we're filming this.
Monday.
I hope you had a wonderful weekend. And as always, we will see you on Friday. Bye.
Cheers.